The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
A group of UVA alumni had organized to oppose reconfirmation for Helen Dragas, and last week they hired a small plane to tow a banner around the Capitol, asking lawmakers to take her off the Board of Visitors. Senator Janet Howell said she'd received more than 200 emails from people outraged by the way Dragas tried to get rid of the university's popular president, Teresa Sullivan.
Another reason I've heard over and over was that damage has been done to the reputation of the university. You certainly saw that in the national coverage that descended on UVA. And more recently, they've received a warning from the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. Also, several alumni have pointed out damage to the ability of the university to raise funds.
She said she'd never voted against a governor's appointment, but this was an extraordinary circumstance. But when the committee's chairman called for public comment, not a single Dragas opponent stood to speak. Senator Cree Deeds, who represents Charlottesville, was disappointed.
These folks are very good at manning the Twitter and Facebook, but they didn't show up today. Today was their chance.
Three people came to defend Dragas: an advisor to the governor, the head of a charity who'd received $1.5 million from the Virginia Beach developer, and a woman who'd bought a home built by the Dragas company. Committee Chair Mark Obenshain said he thought the legislature should proceed with a vote on Dragas, out of respect for Teresa Sullivan.
We need to honor the wishes and articulated concerns of the president of the university, who has expressed her desire not to rehash these issues.
But Deeds was not convinced.
I'm sure she's a fine home builder and an ethical person. I'm sure she's contributed a lot of money to worthy causes. And the president, much has been made of what the president said. Well, you know, she doesn't have a choice with respect to who she works for. What do you expect her to say? She did a wonderful job of reaching out to every element of the community, except perhaps the Board of Visitors. She didn't kiss enough rings, I guess, and that's what the problem was.
The committee voted 12-3 to send the matter on to the full Senate. Deeds doubts the appointment will be derailed, but he vowed to keep fighting and expressed just one regret. He described the husband of Helen Dragas as a real good friend, a man who donated $25,500 to Deeds' campaign for governor. Still, the senator said this fight was not about personalities, but about the University of Virginia. I'm Sandy Houseman.